Good morning. This is Kate Olson with the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're headed into the later part of July, which means things are getting busy around the Extension Office here and on the fairgrounds as we get ready for the 2017 Cass County Fair. We hope that you will come out and plan to join us during the Cass County Fair, which kicks off next Wednesday, July 26th, with our static exhibit judging. That next day, on Thursday, the 27th, all of our livestock comes onto the fairgrounds as weigh-ins start, and we also will crown the king and queen of the Cass County Fair that evening up in the garden area by the community center. Of course, that's just the beginning of all of the fun activities to be seen at the Cass County Fair. For the full schedule, stop by the Extension office or one of the local businesses around town and pick up a fair schedule of events. Those flyers are around town. If you can't get your hands on one, you can always check our Cass County Extension website. There's a link right on the front page there that takes you straight to a variety of fair resources, from schedules to entry forms, lots of good information on there if you are looking to participate in or attend the 2017 Cass County Fair. We also are going to look a little bit ahead. Once fair is wrapped up in August, we've got three programs coming up very quickly after that. First of all, on Tuesday, August 1st, the Iowa State University Armstrong Research Farm will be hosting their annual Garden Field Day. Again, that is happening August 1st at 6:30 p.m. out at the Research Farm, located 12 miles southwest of Atlantic on Highway 6, and then a slightly back southeast from there. The theme for this year's Garden Field Day is Donation Gardening and Edible Flowers. This is the second year the Master Gardener Program has collected produce grown in the demonstration garden and donated it to local food pantries. And this year they will be discussing more about the types of produce donated, as well as the harvesting methods used to get that produce donated. They will also be discussing how to set up gardens in a small space, and there will be examples of vertical gardening, raised beds, and compact vegetables on display. And finally, they will also be discussing edible flowers that can be used in salads, cookies, or cakes. Some examples such as pansies, nasturtiums, and marigolds will be on display for the public. As always, at the conclusion of the garden tour, ice cream and strawberries will be served to all those in attendance. The field day is open to the public at no cost, and again, that is happening Tuesday, August 1st at 6:30 p.m. at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm down by Lewis. The next week immediately following that, we have two ag-related events for local producers that they want to get on their calendars. First off, on Monday evening, August 7th, the Southwest Iowa Pasture Clinic will be hosted here in Cass County. This is one of five sites being hosted around Southwest Iowa this summer. A wide variety of pasture management topics for producers will be addressed. This is a great event for anyone looking for ways to optimize livestock and forage production practices, as well as weed management strategies. Again, this field day will be hosted in five counties across Southwest Iowa. Clinics will cover information about beef cattle, forage, and watering systems, and also highlight features and challenges specific to those sites. They're hosted by ISU Extension Field Specialists. The one in Cass County will feature extension field specialists in beef and agronomy and is scheduled, as I mentioned, on Monday evening, August 7th at Advanced Beef Genetics by Wyota from 5 to 8 p.m. Each pasture clinic will be interactive, including a resource guide, and be about 3 hours long with a meal included. Again, for more information on the August 7th pasture clinic held by Wyota in Cass County, or for a list of other sites in Southwest Iowa, be sure to check the Cass County Extension or Iowa Beef Center webpage. You can RSVP for that by contacting the Cass County Extension office. And then finally, later that week on Wednesday, August 9th at 6:30 p.m., here at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic, we will be hosting our annual farmland leasing meeting. We'll discuss ISU leasing survey results, methods for determining fair rent and provisions that may be included in leases, discussing legal issues related to farmland leases, and doing some hands-on activities to address crop prices and cost of production. To pre-register, you can give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office. Pre-registration is strongly requested for this event to make sure we have enough materials. There is a $20 fee to register for the program for all materials, including a farmland leasing booklet and copy of the presentation. Again, that is the Farmland Leasing Meeting held Wednesday, August 9th here at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic from 6:30 to 9 p.m. RSVP for either the Pasture Clinic or the Farmland Leasing Meeting by calling the Cass County Extension Office. For more information on upcoming events or resources, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime on our website or Facebook, or stop by the Extension Office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.